have it alphabetized and color-coded, and a time for the literature announcement. It was about 10 minutes long. I'd read something. I was just like pointing here, you know, and I was just trying to get his attention, you know. And all, and you know, Mary Lake and Carrie, they'd clap. Right on, Malia, you're a winner. You're doing great. And they just kept encouraging me, and I thought, oh, my God, you know. And I got a sponsor because I wanted to impress this guy. There was this Japanese woman that graduated the month before I did in the treatment center that didn't speak a word of English. So she was my sponsor. I could tell her whatever I wanted and did not have to worry about her passing it on. Anyway, I'm going to these meetings and going to these meetings and all, and I realize I never worked so hard for anything in my entire life, and this guy's not paying any attention to me. I am, yeah, what am I doing? And that's the night that he'd walk by me, and he, no, I don't need it just yet. He would walk by me, and he patted me on the head and said, keep coming back, you're a winner. Now that's a come on, right? I know he feels the same way. And I'm just as dry as toast, just on a mission to this guy, to get this guy. And God, you know, I'm just having a hard time. And there in the front row is the woman. You know that, you have them all here. You know that woman in the front row with the beautiful hair and all the makeup and just dressed pretty with all her sponsees around her. They're all pink and white and happy, you know, and just multiplying like mushrooms every week. There's more and more of them. And they are so happy to be sober. And this woman turns around and looks at me and says to me, what the hell is your problem? You keep coming here and you're getting goofier by the day. What is your problem? Well, by this time, I was really furious. I mean, I'm not here for any, what am I supposed to do, this, drink it? You know, I just, oh well, I will. I don't want to misplace it. It's right there where it's safe. You know, and I'm, where was I? Oh, I was with the woman, that woman who turned around and looked at me and said, you know, what's your problem? And I was so upset at this point in time. You know, like I said, there's only two things I do, is throw a fist or leave. And this woman's blah, 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 blah. I'm just waiting for her to stop so I can let her have it. I really wanted to punch her, but there were too many witnesses. And she did blah, 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 blah. And finally she stops, and the last thing I hear her say is, okay, and you meet me tomorrow night at Coco's. And she stops, and I'm ready to let her have it, and these words fall out of my mouth. Yes, ma'am. I don't know where they came from. I have no idea where they came from. And I met her. It was Blanche. And she sat there, and she read the first 164 pages of the big book to me, and she said, you know, you've been coming around here for a couple of months now, and you're getting crazy. Apparently your program isn't working too well. Why don't you try mine? Well, give me 90 days. And so she set up the meetings for me. Monday night, Wilder Street, Tuesday night, Steps to Freedom, all these different, every night there was a meeting, two on Saturday and Sunday. I went to the zoo on Sunday with the Y at night and Pioneer and Y Like a Hollow and all of them. And I'd just say to her, I'm tired, I don't want to go. And she told me the only reason I didn't get to a meeting at night is because I died on the way. Everyone thought she was a great lady. She wasn't. She was really a bitch, you know. And so then she's saying to me, you got to go home and write your inventory. You've been here long enough. It's about time for you to write your inventory. Well, I want to tell you, I'm a Boston Irish Catholic. And I grew up in a real Catholic home where the men were drunk and the women were angry. And the whole neighborhood was like this. And there was a lot of, let's say, discipline in our house. A lot of discipline. In other words, there were a lot of black eyes and bloody noses in our house on a regular basis. And my mom, I had two uncles that lived with us. They were both vets from World War II. They had shell shock, I guess you call it PTSD today. And they would all get together on Saturday nights and other nights, and they'd sit around the kitchen table and they'd start drinking. They were alcoholics and drug addicts. I like to shoot up a little heroin for recreation every now and then. And they would just sit around and they'd start telling their war stories. And first they'd be happy, then they'd be sad, and then they'd get mad, and they'd be in the backyard shooting up the neighborhood looking for the enemy because they know he's in the backyard someplace, getting us kids out of bed, chasing him so we'd be safe. I mean, it was bedlam. It was crazy. You know, and the next morning was Sunday, and they'd all be all starched up and marching down the aisle to Holy Communion.